Hey guys, it's Portia Who That Chandler out of Houston, Texas, and I'm an eclectic comic combination of many seemingly paradoxical things. What does that mean anyways? It just means that I'm happy, pampered, and determined to do it big in every facet of life. And today I'm super excited to talk to you about the differences between calling and texting. Now, let me just be the first to say that in the world of technology, we really can and have simplified our workspace and the speed in which we're able to communicate with one another. We have FaceTime, video conferencing, text messaging, multi-messaging, group messaging, text blast, email. We have so many different ways to communicate with one another that sometimes it's hard to really kind of call something unprofessional or off the books or off the docks because it just really depends on the setting. And so when should you call versus texting? And I know that this is going to sound like an elementary kind of lesson, but the truth of the matter is that when things are life-threatening or emergency or time-sensitive, it is always better to pick the phone up and to get a person, an actual live person on the other side of that receiver so that you can know a confirmation to your own self that what needed to be taken care of that was of high importance has, you know, been taken care of. And on the other hand, there are ways to cover that because, you know, a lot of people will say, well, I didn't get a call or different things of that nature. But remember that there is a paper trail and there's also a digital trail. So every time you call out, there's a call log. And if you take advantage of leaving voice messages, there's also greater proof that you have handled your business in the most professional manner as possible. Now, text messaging, when is that good? And when is that great? Or when is it very useful? Sometimes you have a really quick question and you know getting on the phone may tie you up for 30 to 45 minutes. And that's just a no-go. But then there are other times where you could just kind of answer it with a simple yes or no. Are you here? Are you on your way? Yes, I am. You know, just here's the key. Be very, very clear as you're using text message. Try to stay away from all of the short code, you know, the shortcuts in the words and different things of that nature. If it is not really widely known as something, just remember all of the slang and different acronyms that you can use sometimes have dual meanings. And so you could be sending something like LOL and you think that you're saying laugh out loud and it could be saying something totally different. I mean, there are a lot of things that I've seen go out and I just kind of Google it. Like, what does this mean? Because I just kind of missed that one, you know, when that one started curating or, you know, trending online. So just make sure that when you are going to text someone that they understand the language or the jargon that you are using via text message. And also remember that if it's really important, time sensitive or has sensitive information involved, always pick up the phone and give that person a call. Okay, this is Portia. If you want to know more about what we're doing and how we're doing it, visit us online at www.portiachandler.com. Look forward to hearing from you.